is curious to me about Romney is he just continues to hit the hard right. And I know that it's a base election. They really want to get their base excited, but I think it's clear that they're as excited as they're ever going to be about him. And that means they're going to vote for him. They hate Obama. They don't have any choice. To the degree that they get out and vote, that's always the issue. And so Romney's got to be appealing to this middle, and he's not doing a very good job of it right now. And I don't think that this is the problem, and this is my take on Romney, is that I'm not sure he's not integral in certain important ways, actually, in the sense that he had a very successful company. He was a successful governor. He brought in a very liberal program for health care. It's called basically Obamacare, proto-Obamacare. He was for gay rights. I mean, he has a whole liberal past. And not only that, but his parents were liberal mavericks. And that's deep. And also, his dad was actually done in by the conservatives of his time. He went up against Goldwater, and he was for civil rights. And finally, by going out against the Vietnam War, he was completely thrown out of the Republican Party in the mid-60s. And Romney was in a very formative stage. He talks about how that, in his biography, his father's defeat, and not only defeat, but ignominy. He went from being a credible presidential candidate to being a laughingstock because of this brainwashing comment. He said he was brainwashed by the generals in Vietnam when he went on a tour there, and this is a critique of Vietnam. And that hits that red chord. You know, he's criticizing our generals and our troops. And so Romney saw him go down in flames, and I actually secretly think he fucking hates them. That's my feeling, which is why he is so obsequious to them. You know, it's a strange psychological thing. But I don't know. I may be wrong. I mean, there's a couple things that it's hard to figure them out because, on the other hand, he's, what, 60? How old is he? 62, 63, something like that? Oh, 65. Okay, so Vietnam was happening, and he demonstrated for the war. Now, there's not many people who demonstrated for the war. He was also a straight-laced Boy Scout, Mormon. I don't know. The problem is that he may be so facile at taking perspectives and being whoever is required for him to be that he's just getting too slippery for his own good. Because I can't even wrap my head around him. You know, at least I expected Romney to be competent. I expected him to be able to run a tight campaign and actually have good people and make, you know, the trains run on time. That was sort of the minimum. I didn't know about the rest of it, but he's not even... And the problem is that there's actually... And this is what's driving the conservatives out of their minds, is that there is a conservative critique of Obama, and there is a conservative vision for America. They're pulling their hair out because Romney's not willing to go to bat for it. And they actually think they're going to win if somebody would actually take their message into the marketplace of ideas, they would win, as Reagan did, as Margaret Thatcher did. Could you imagine Margaret Thatcher running a campaign like Mitt Romney's running? No way. And so they think if they get the right person, their idea, and I think they're wrong. I think that's what Romney knows, that they don't. And I think that's what Obama knows, too, because he, too, is being mighty vague, and they're talking principles. Fair enough. If you can get through the finish line and win on principles, you have a more blank slate to work with. And I get that. I'm actually okay with that in a certain way. But there's also an organizing principle of leadership, like if we think of Thatcher, where they just bend gravity through their own certainty and vision and sense of purpose, that I'm sure I think today he was trying to do that. I mean, that's what the conservatives want him to do. And I think he was trying to do that. But I don't think he has it in him, because that's not who he is. He's actually basically a manager of what is. That's not a bad thing. You walk into a situation, you could kind of, you know, work it. But politics, it's the same thing with his taxes. He's sort of conflict averse in a strange way. His reason for not giving more than a year of his taxes, which is outrageous for a presidential candidate, is that, well, they're just going to tear them apart and they're going to look for everything they can. Well, you're goddamn right. I mean, what do you think we're doing here? You're running for fucking president. This isn't just, the CEO. This is a spiritual leader. This is we take you into our fucking hearts, you fucking moron. And you don't want to show us your taxes? Fuck you.